good afternoon. My name is Jerry Wilder. Like to thank you just for another opportunity to join in this broadcast today. Faith at Noon. I'm excited about what the Lord has to say today. It's going to be a blessed word in the house of today, in the studio today. For those who are tuning in, the text is Matthew, the 14th chapter. It's about Jesus himself, glory to God, walking on the water. Let me just say something to you about the text. This was after Jesus had fed about 5,000 men, not including the women and the children. It was 12 baskets that were left over. And so in Matthew 14:22, the Bible says, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side." And so now, what I need you to understand is the destination and the point was to go to the other side. But how many of you know that when God say go to the other side, that there are storms and there are circumstances that might come up in your life before you get, glory to God, to the other side? And so their destination was to go to the other side. Then the scripture talks about that Jesus went up into a mountain to pray, and he was there alone. And so what I want to say to you, people of God, and all of you that are tuning in, and thank you for supporting our Faith at Noon, and thank you for tuning into this broadcast. But I believe that the revelation that is going to come from this familiar text, most people that go to church or have went to church for any length of time, they are familiar with the text. But I hope that you know, just because you are familiar with it, doesn't mean that God do not have more in it for you to receive, glory to God, from it. And so the Bible says that after Jesus sent his disciples to the other side before himself, he went up into a mountain to pray and being there alone. So what I want to say to you, for those that are tuning in, Jesus went to pray and he was alone. In other words, it was just him and God. And so what I'm saying to you, for those that are tuning in, many times real prayer is between you and God. And Jesus got his victory many times because of what he did in private. So what I want those who are tuning in to understand, what you don't do in private, you will not be able to do in public. If there is no prayer in private, more than likely it's no prayer in public. If there is no praise in private, more than likely you will not praise in public. If there is no real worship in private, more than likely you will not worship in public. What am I saying to you? What I'm saying to you is what you do in private, you will be able, glory to God, to do in public. Amen. And so a lot of times, even with church, a lot of times worship services may have to be extended and you have to do extracurricular activity in a church service is because many times worship don't begin in church, prayer don't begin in church, praise don't begin in church. It begins between you and God. And so by the time I get to church, I'm already prayed up. By the time I get to church, I done already had a praise and worship encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so a lot of times worship sometimes is not what it should be, and you have to spend a lot extra time because many times people don't worship in private or pray in private or praise in private. So we see in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see that after he said to his disciples to go to the other side, he went up into a mountain, glory to God, to pray. Where there's much prayer, there is much power. And the Bible says that he was there alone. And so alone implying that it was himself and God. And so what's amazing and what's a blessing to me about the text, I'm so grateful in this dispensation of grace under the administration of the Holy Ghost that even when you don't pray as you ought, I give glory to God that I have a Savior. The Bible says, according to Hebrews 7:25, that he ever liveth to make intercession for us. So even when you don't pray as you ought, even when you ain't on top of your prayer game as you ought, that we serve a risen Savior who ever liveth, glory to God, to make intercession for us. And then the Bible, as we walk through this text in Matthew, the 14th chapter, the Bible says that the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, and the wind was contrary. Again, now, what I need to get all of you who are tuning in today, I hope this broadcast, glory to God, is a blessing to you. It's going to be life-changing. It's going to strengthen. It's going to encourage. It's going to bless. It's going to activate. It's going to energize somebody's faith level. Jesus said to them to go to the other side. That was the point of their destination, to get to the other side. But the ship now was in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, glory to God, and the winds were contrary. And so what I want to say to you is that when Jesus speak a word to your life, and when Jesus say to you to go to the other side, and when Jesus says that I'm going to bless you, and when Jesus says that I'm going to bring you out, and when Jesus say to you that I'm going to provide, and when Jesus say to you that I'm going to make a way, and when Jesus says that he will call mountains to move and walls to fall and chains to break, before you get to the other side, the winds of life might come against you. It might seem to be contrary to getting to the other side, but I'm here to tell somebody that if Jesus said to get to the other side, glory to God, you on your way to the other side. And I'm here to let somebody know, glory to God, today, if Jesus said to go to the other side. It's nothing that can stop you from getting to the other side. And so you have to make up in your mind, no matter what the contrary circumstances might be, no matter what the winds that are contrary against what Jesus says that come against your life, you have to understand that you are on your way, glory to God, to the other side. And then the Bible deals with this particular text. The Bible says in the fourth watch of the night that Jesus went unto them walking, glory to God, on the sea, that Jesus showed up. And so now, the fourth watch of the night, according to the Jewish timetable, according to the Romans calendar, they had four watches that made up a night. From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. was the first watch. From 9 p.m. to 12 p.m. was the second watch. From 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. was the third watch. And from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. was the fourth watch. And so what I'm saying to you, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking, glory to God, on the sea. And so Jesus showed up, glory to God, anywhere between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning, walking on the sea. And what's very interesting to me about this particular text that we are dealing with today is that Jesus, glory to God, who took part in creation, he's now walking on what he created. In other words, the natural laws were suspended because Jesus himself, the one who created everything, the one who made everything, is now walking, glory to God, on what he made. And so that's a blessing, glory to God, to me. I hope it's a blessing to you that when the Creator showed up, all the natural laws were suspended because usually men don't walk on water. You can't walk on water. People usually swim in water or they sink in water. But Jesus showed up in the fourth watch of the night walking on, glory to God, what he created. And the Bible talks about in this text, the Bible says, and when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out, glory to God, for fear. And so it's much easier for us now to read this text than really understand what really went on the text. Now, his disciples, because it was the fourth watch of the night, they cried out, glory to God, for fear. They thought it was a spirit. Jesus said unto them, "Be of good cheer, be not afraid, it is I." But what you need to understand is that nobody up to this point had ever walked on water. Amen. Nobody had ever walked on water before. And so we have in the scripture, the children of Israel, they walked through the Red Sea on dry ground. Then we have, glory to God, is that they walked through the Jordan. Nobody walked on water. They walked through the Red Sea. They walked through the Jordan. Jesus turned water into wine. But in this text, glory to God, Jesus himself was walking on what he created. And so because nobody had ever did that, glory to God, before, the disciples thought he was a spirit. And also they cried out in fear. And Jesus said unto them, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And so now the reason that Jesus said unto them is to be of good courage. Be of good courage. Be of good courage and be of good cheer. That's what I want to say to somebody today. Jesus said that you going to the other side. Jesus said it's going to be all right because he's going to make a way for it to be all right. Jesus said, glory to God, that he's going to turn your situation around because can't nobody turn it, glory to God, but him. Jesus is going to make a way out of no way. And so Jesus showed up, glory to God, on the water, and Jesus said unto them, he said, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And so now it's a very interesting statement that early in the morning between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., Jesus showed up, glory to God, on the water. And let me just say this, glory to God, by the Holy Ghost, and this thing is going to bless somebody in the darkest hours of whatever you going through, Jesus will show up, glory to God, to let you know that he is not only the God of the sea, but Jesus is Lord of your situation. And even though late in the midnight hour, in your darkest hour, when things may seem bleak, when things may seem hopeless, when things don't seem that they're going to turn out in your favor, I'm here to remind you today that the Bible says that if God be for you, who can be against you? So you have to know that God have your back. You have to know that God is on your side. You have to know that you are in covenant relationship with a promise keeper. And so Jesus said to his disciples, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not, glory to God, afraid. Now, why was that so important? It was important, glory to God, for the disciples, because faith and fear do not work together. I hope somebody hear that. Jesus said, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. So Jesus had to remove their fears in order, glory to God, for their faith to work. And so faith and fear do not and cannot, glory to God, work together. And so you are always in one or the other. You are always in one or the other. You cannot be in both because fear and faith cannot occupy the same space at the same time. And so I'm here to tell you that God want you, he want myself, he want his people, glory to God, to be in faith. And so Jesus showed up and Jesus said, glory to God, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And so Peter, many times, you know, Peter was in the boat, and many times Peter get a bad rap, you know, for a lot of things. And I do agree that Peter put his foot in his mouth a lot of times, but I'm here to tell you that Peter, glory to God, excuse me, that Peter now was the first person to get a revelation, glory to God, of who Jesus was. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter Peter was one of Jesus' disciples that cut off the ear of one of the servants of the high priest, and then Jesus had to put the ear, glory to God, back on. I'm here to tell you, a lot of times with Peter, even in this boat, even in this situation, you know, it was quite a few people in the boat. Peter was the only one that had faith, and Peter answered and said unto the Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And so Peter now was the only one, glory to God, that had faith enough to get up out of the boat. Why? Because everybody else that was in the boat, the Bible says that they were afraid. That's why Jesus said unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And so everybody else in this boat was afraid to even get, glory to God, out of the boat. And so Peter said to Jesus, Lord, if it be thou that is out on the water, bid me, glory to God, to come unto thee on the water. On the water. And so I just want to say that says something about Peter. Peter wanted to experience, glory to God, the supernatural. Peter wasn't just complacent about sitting in the boat. Peter, glory to God, Peter wanted to get out of the boat. And so I'm here to tell somebody today that is viewing, glory to God, this broadcast, it's about time that you get out of the boat. You got to get out of the boat of fear. You got to get out of the boat of failure. You got to get out of the boat of mediocrity. You got to get out of the boat of complacency. Don't let fear confine you to the boat. You got to get, glory to God, out of the boat, because the supernatural is not in the boat. The supernatural is walking on the water, glory to God, where the Lord Jesus Christ is. And so I want to say to all of you that are viewing this broadcast once again, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for tuning in to Faith at Noon. But I'm here to tell you that God have a word for somebody that is tuning in today, and that is, God wants you to get out of the boat of your fear, because he have not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. And then in Isaiah, the Bible says that thou shalt have perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And so you can't have fear to govern your life, because fear is the opposite of faith. Matter of fact, fear is really designed to hinder, glory to God, your faith walk. I have a word for you, for each letter that spelled the word fear. The word F is the word false. The word E is the word evidence. The word A is the word appearing, and the word R is the word real. So in reality, fear is false evidence appearing real. And so the Lord is speaking to somebody. You have to get out of the boat of fear. You have to get out of the boat of failure, just like in the text. Jesus didn't let Peter go down. He's not going to let you go down. God want to use you. God want to bless you. God have put something in you, and God is trying to work a glory to God out of you by his spirit. There are dreams in you. There are visions in you. There are books in you. There are businesses in you. You have aspiration. in you. The Bible talks about now faith is the substance of things hoped for. In other words, there are expectations that you have, but in order for those expectations to be filled, you're going to have to get glory to God out of the boat. Listen. You have to have enough confidence in God that you serve to understand that Jesus will not let you fail. He will not let you sink. In other words, real failure is when you refuse to get out of the boat and step on the water, because on the water is supernatural. In other words, can you imagine, glory to God, what these people might have been saying to Peter, who was in the boat? Can you imagine those people that were in the boat that was never going to get out of the boat, who was never going to walk on the water, those people whose lives were bound by fear after Jesus, good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Can you imagine those people that was in the boat that had something to do for the Lord? Can you imagine what those people were saying to Peter when Peter said to the Lord, if it's you, Lord, bid me to come, glory to God, on the water? And as Peter got up out of that boat and began to walk on the water, I want you to know that people will always have something to say. And so when you're chasing destiny, when you're in hot pursuit to walk in the supernatural, when you're in hot pursuit trying to fulfill your eternal calling, your eternal destiny, I want you to know that people are always going to have something to say. In other words, you can't listen to those people that are in the boat, because those people in the boat, more than likely, they trying to confine you to the boat. They ain't going to never get out of the boat because they are in fear. That's why Jesus said, fear not, be not afraid, glory to God, it is I. And so Peter said, if it's you, Lord, bid me to come and walk on the water. And then we see in the scripture, Jesus said, come. And Peter was come down out of the boat or out of the ship, and he walked on the water to go, glory to God, to Jesus. And so now, as long as you got a word, if Jesus says come, then your faith have to be in the word of God. If Jesus says come, then he's letting you know that you can't fail, because you are standing, glory to God, on his word. Jesus says come. And when Peter was come down out of the boat, he walked on the water. And so the word come gave Peter the opportunity to do something that he never did before. He got out of the boat based on the word come. Jesus gave him a word. It was the word that sustained him, is the word that Peter faith was standing on. Peter was walking on the word of God. He was walking on the water. He was walking in the supernatural because Jesus gave him a word. I'm here to tell you that many of you have already received a word. You have already gotten a word, and you are still in the boat. My question to you is, after already having a word from the Lord, why are you still in the boat? Why are you still listening to other people that are in the boat who are not going to get out of the boat? You have already received a word, and so it's time now for you to get out of the boat and to get, glory to God, to get out of the boat and to start walking on the water supernaturally. And I'm here to tell you that you, glory to God, cannot fail, because Jesus gave you a word. word to get out of the boat, and because you are walking according to his word and you are standing on the word calm, then Jesus is obligated to keep you, glory to God, from failing. And so the Bible says that Peter, it says that Peter, glory to God, got out of that boat, ladies and gentlemen, people of God, and Peter did something that he never did before. He started walking on the water, glory to God, to go to Jesus. And so it was a great faith lesson. I'm not going to finish this text in the allotted time that I have, because I still have so much to say to you, glory to God. But I want to say this, and then we'll pick this text up in our next session. We do faith at noon 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Glory to God. They are half an hour segments. So, of course, you know, in a half an hour segment, you can't say everything that need to be said. And so I want you, glory to God, to join us in our next session, which is going to be Monday at noon. But I'm here to say to you, the Lord have already given you a word. You already got a word. And what you need to do is get out of the boat of fear, get out of the boat of failure, get out of the boat of mediocrity, get out of the boat, glory to God, of complacency. Stop being so satisfied where you are. God really want to do so much more in your life, but you have to get out of the boat. And when Peter got a word, the Bible says that Peter got out of the boat. He came down and began to walk on the water and to go, glory to God, to Jesus. And so I'm going to just put a pen, glory to God, right there. And we're going to pick this up again in our next session. But I'm here. I'm just trying to challenge somebody. You're not going to fail. Why are you still in the boat when God have already given you a word? And so again, my name is Jerry Wilder. I'm the senior pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church, located 385 Broadway in Paterson, New Jersey. I decree and declare Paterson, New Jersey, as the city of righteousness. Like to extend the opportunity for you. Our services every Sunday morning is 8:30 a.m. If you want to have an encounter with the life-changing word, please come visit us. Just come visit. I'm not recruiting your membership, but please come visit and experience a life-changing word. Amen. And so, as I conclude today, want everyone to have a blessed and happy Resurrection Sunday. And so, until next time, may God richly bless you. And remember, you already have a word, and it's time for you to get out of the boat and walk on the water in Jesus' name.